Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So the hopeful road to Lucas Oil Stadium continues tonight for Gabe Johnson's second-ranked South Panthers, Elite Eight. After the three-peat complete, along with the school's 15th 10-win season that they hope to extend to 11 tonight, playing at Huff Memorial against 12th-ranked Evansville North for the regional championship.
Really good group, Joe, as you know, and we thought they were going to be good when they were in eighth grade. You know, if they just stuck together, the numbers were good, the desire to play football was really strong, and it's a football group for sure. And so, for them to come out, this is the first time we've, oddly enough, with the group that we've been able to get a 10-win season, double-digit wins, so that's fun for them. They've earned it. You know, obviously winning the sectional three times is great, but they're really a hard-working group, and hopefully we've got some more football left in us.
Gates open at 6:15 tonight. Tickets are $10. Chalk Talk with the coach at 6:55. Dave Novak joins me for the kick at 7:30. And don't forget Bob Lovell and all of the scores from the Elite Eight across the state at 9:30 tonight. Hoosiers, a big game for them tomorrow. Tom Allen's crew at Illinois, Big Ten Network at 12 noon. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, facts are facts, and the South football team hasn't won a regional in 4 years, so you figure the Panthers of Gabe Johnson are overdue. Gabe sends his second-ranked purple and white, winners of seven straight, onto the home field tonight at Huff Memorial at 7:30, alongside 12th-ranked Evansville North, the Huskies 8-3. The message, Coach Johnson?
Just want us to be who we are, you know, who we've been. We've been really good at taking care of the football, not giving it away. We've been really good at taking away our opponent's run, and we'll come out on top.
Defense dictates this game. It has all season.
Yep, that's who we are. While we're not turning the ball over offensively, for us defensively, we want to make sure that we keep giving the ball back to our offense.
An offense behind Jaron Alley that is producing nearly 47 a ball game on the scoreboard, and, you know, Gabe was talking about stopping the run. The Panther defense allowing opponents only 50 yards rushing the football per game. Chalk Talk tonight with the coach at 6:55. Dave Novak joins me for the kick at 7:30. Gates open at 6:15. Panthers and Huskies tonight for a trip to the Final Four in Class 5A. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, with all of the scores from the Elite Eight at 9:30 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.